Coleridge in Scotland, walking. Rain lashed, shoes in tatters, legs seized by a scorching he won't ever escape. He plods on, stumbling through firs and screes, past potato fields white flared with blossoms, the perfect ribboning of countless sheep. Oh Christ, it maddens me that I am not a painter. In a week he'll blitz through 200 miles, fueled by stale cake and cheese, thoughts of his limping, rattle-trapped marriage, and wide berths from sleep, given the night shrieks opium churns. If pleasure, he writes, draws the soul along like a flight of starlings in a wind, this is hardly that. Although there's always some fleck of rapture, whenever he's gripped by cloud or heath, topsy-turvy mountain silhouettes, birch bark like a rhino rolled in mud, each leaf he invests with awe. How madly, how purposeless, the butterfly let loose pushes the air under it, he notes. Then tramps for days through fern-thick scruff, released from the noose that was Wordsworth and Dorothy yabbering on, fretting over flea-crammed beds. Would that I never met them, he scrawls in his notebook when they at last part ways, pausing from pitching stones at a lichen-splotched stump for hours, attuned to only that, the same way 30 years on, still trust to his wife and the drug called his strong ale. A few months before, his heart stops. He'll find himself at a dinner in a claret haze, studying friends on a madcap whim, flinging crockery against walls, letting shards rain into his hair until everyone stops to watch him. Plaster dusted, fork in hand, aiming for a glass perched on a tumbler, radiating interest, honed to this single task. The thing is, torn between telling and simply plodding on, I could cram more into lines about Coleridge striding towards waterfalls and gooseberry trees without ever conjuring the back roads I prowl some days, unsure what I'm driving towards. Or years back, lost in a town I couldn't stop calling home, waking night after night on a beach of rocks to tumbling slate-colored waves. And that aimless staggering. Or just now, staving off you name it through a rerun of Cops, where a man rides on asphalt, wide-eyed, cuffed. Wonder isn't a word I'd use. But why hack out a shape to my run-of-the-mill froth of grief and mistakes which keep me from standing still? Instead of some riff on loss you've heard before, I'll say here, through a sea of saying, whatever else I can. One day's thermal-winging, dirt-colored hawk, those clattering, surf-drenched stones. Where the path is possible, there I go. Coleridge once scribbled to the woman he loved, describing the gamble of hurling himself down rocks and crags in darkness, not caring what might lie beneath as he bucks his way frenzied from boulder to boulder, chest puckered with heat bumps, a palsy-like shuddering through his limbs. Thus, I circle back to red herring particulars culled from another life. September, 1803. Morning of whiskey, sugar, raw eggs. Body, a litany of ache. Head, face, ear, tooth. Under the purplish hillside, sinking down into ragged, burnt land. Although even as he reads this phrase, he knows it's time to thrash on, since already this seems like inscribing the earth with his own might have been. When today all he wants is swaths of this unfamiliar world unharnessed from regret. Peat moss squelch, rivers skittering with light, or something like each snaring, bearable thing he doodles in his notebook, unable to break his now quickened pace, even when words for a moment fail. Glyph of bow curve, road swerve, a hook-like bay, ridge in a helter-skelter plunge.